Item number five.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2012 purchase of services contracts for the Behavioral Health Division related to the Mental Health Redesign and Community Resource Investment Initiative included in the 2012 budget.
All right. Welcome back to the table.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Ms. Lucy will give a brief overview of the report.
Still in morning? Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Paula Lucy, the Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division. We have before you activity related to our redesign and implementation committee. There were three items, or many items, included in our 2012 budget, and three of those items have been done through an RFP, and we're ready to make recommendations about them. We issued an RFPs. We issued three RFPs on March 12th. Had a written question session, in-person question and answer session, and then proposals were due on April 9th. There are, the three items are things that we believe, again, continue to work on our what we call our front door and our back door. The first one is for our stabilization house. This is actually what used to be called our crisis respite. If you think about the name crisis respite, we've been notified by the state calling something a crisis respite. They will no longer give us crisis funding for something called respite. So we're calling this our stabilization house. These are people who are living with mental illness in our community who need further support after an inpatient admission. It may be they will all be discharged with a treatment plan, and their treatment plan may cause for some assistance in getting some housing in place, getting their providers organized, maybe just some additional support that they need. Our RFP called for this stabilization place to be consistent with our values, safe, welcoming, recovery-oriented. All the services must be person-centered, trauma-informed care, culturally competent, and heading towards recovery, which is the focus of all of our care at BHD. We received two submissions against this proposal. We had an RFP panel that had three individuals, including two community members and a certified peer specialist. And they met and reviewed all of the proposals. The bid that was received that had the highest amount came from Bell Therapy, and we'd like to recommend a contract with them for $149,000. Given the previous discussion, let me just be clear about this. We have spoken to them about accessibility. Accessibility will be in the contract, and we will expect that that will be in place. They have agreed to work with us in partnership and to achieve that as part of the contract. Community linkages and stabilization program. This is our exciting discharge planning. This is a program that we would like to do in order to assist clients at the point of discharge, either from inpatient or from our emergency crisis PCS area, by helping them to get more stable in the community to prevent our recidivism. This is our backdoor, if you will, program. Again, we want this to be a very warm, welcoming, recovery-oriented approach with a person-centered care, trauma-informed care, and culturally competent. The goal of this is to really improve the discharge process and to sort of help people move out of the structured environment of the hospital into the community with assistance. For this, we received, and this is a program which we would have, put in the RFP that this will be run by peer specialists. The peer specialists will be the people providing support to the people in this program. We received 8 submissions to this program, and we had an RFP panel that had 4 individuals, including 2 community members and 2 peer specialists. This met in late January, and as a result of those reviews, we'd like to recommend La Causa be the agency to receive this and recommend a contract for the remainder of the year for $165,000. They believe that they could serve about 50 people. Lastly is our Crisis Resource Center. This is, again, a front door project. This is a service where people who need some crisis intervention or some short-term intervention may be cared for rather than being hospitalized. Again, we'll serve people with a severe mental illness. Again, we want this to be a very safe and welcoming environment. Again, very much needs to be patient-directed. Again, peer support in place. And we, again, received two submissions for this. The panel reviewed this, included three individuals, two community individuals, and a certified peer specialist. They met and recommended that community advocates be the agency to receive this contract in the amount of $425,000 for the remainder of this year. And again, we've been in discussions with Mr. Volk, who's here, to discuss accessibility in terms of this location, and they have agreed that we will move forward in partnership to make sure that there is accessibility in this area. So these are our three recommendations. I'm very excited about these three recommendations, particularly excited about the class program. So I do believe this really represents us. After lots of discussions, going back to the community advisory panel, the board moving forward with the activities, getting more activities into the community and making it easier for people to avoid hospitalization and to stay out of the hospital once they've been received services. So thank you for your consideration.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chairman, with approval. But I'm just curious, why is the contract only for 6 months versus a period of time, especially with number one? If you're trying to get people stabilized in housing, then you have to come back with another contract.
We'll come back in December as part of the normal. Again, we can only contract for.
Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. These are a very worthwhile program, and I'm happy to see that we're moving in this direction based on the last several years of work that has gone in. As you mentioned, the Community Advisory Board, we definitely have a lack of community-based programs, and this is moving in the right direction, so that's good. I just question the wisdom of contracting with Bell Therapy, which is the same as Phoenix, which was the organization or the vendor in the last item, when they've already gotten, you know, dragged Milwaukee County into a lawsuit because of their refusal to comply and give us an accessible facility. Now we're being asked to take their word for it that they'll work with us and give us an accessible facility here when they haven't done it over for the last 2 years in the other contract. So I can't see giving them a contract when they've already gotten us in trouble before. So I know we have a motion to approve the resolution. I'm wondering if the author of that motion would entertain to have separate action on the Bell Therapy portion of this contract so that we can allow the other programs to go through as recommended in the resolution without jeopardizing all of them just because of one bad apple in the bunch.
Supervisor Mayo does accept that as a friendly amendment.
Thank you.
Okay. So the current motion is approval of the contract for La Casa and Community Advocate. Any other comments or questions? Ms. Lucy? Was there there obviously was a second runner-up in your RFP process in regards to the contract that would have been awarded to Bell Therapy?
Yes. And I, if I could just have a minute to confer with my staff, I'm remembering. Supervisor, there was a runner-up. We'd have to review with them their situation as it relates to accessibility, and we'd have to review their score to make sure it was a passing score.
Okay. Supervisor Stumper?
Yes, thank you, Sean. The Bell Therapy, are they accessible?
They have offered us an accessible. The building that they would put this service in is currently not accessible, but they have an accessible alternative. That we have a building where a person that needs accessibility could go.
Well, why not use that?
Well, because we want this separate. We mostly want this separate, but if this
arises, then we do have an alternative.
So that would
and we would work with them to get the building that they have accessible as well.
And we've done that in the past. All successful.
Department of Disability Services apparently had a, has a history. We've not had that history at BHD.
And the alternate facility that they have would be under a subcontract with someone else or under?
It is one of their facilities that they could, that we would, that we know of, that, and it is accessible. And the other alternative, the other factor, Mr. Calvin Hill is here from Phoenix as well as Nate. I understand that the other difference is that this building is in an accessible space so that it's not, the lot itself is accessible, the landscape. So it makes it easier to, the things that would have to be done are not quite as extensive.
It's expensive.
Yes.
Okay. I do have a card from Nathan Zeiger from Bell Therapy. Do you want to approach the table, please?
Paul is correct. We do have, with individuals with serious and persistent mental illness, we do have currently a fully accessible facility. And the home that is being proposed or can be available for this contract can be made accessible fairly easily.
Okay. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What are your operating costs?
I do not have a budget with me. I would say we're, as a provider, we probably have 2% built in for us. It's something like that.
What does that mean?
Meaning that the cost to run the facility and everything at the end is about 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions, Supervisor Bowen?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, thank you.
All right. Very good. All right. So we do have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo on the La Causa and the Community Advocate contracts. I would like to point out that Ms. Kyra is here from Community Advocate, or from La Causa, I'm so sorry, George Torres, the executive director, was here. I'm sure he had to run off because this meeting probably ran way longer than he suspected. George Torres, just for the background, used to be our director of transportation over the highway division, and so he left us to go to La Causa. And then we also have Joe Volk in the back.
I've been trying to hire Kyra for a year.
She just loves La Causa too much. She'll never leave.
We work together.
All right. So thank you for your patience and for being here. On the motion to approve these two organizations, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to move to deny the other part of the proposal. Bail therapy. Thank you.
Supervisor Bail? No. I have a motion for denial on Bail Therapy's portion of this contract. Is there any other comments or questions on the denial? All right, seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
No.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to deny Bail Therapy contract is approved.
All right. Thank you very much. We are moving.